we were able to dialogue about the entire process. Wendy Jacerta, the CDA issues, theft, not theft, cell phone usage, Kristen Fish. I mean, you name the issues, we went through them top to bottom. What I wanted to do, obviously knowing the history and following it myself, I wanted to be able to have all of this out, vet it as thoroughly as possible, and then realize that what happened was, quite honestly, a situation that was well beyond its parameters in terms of its impact and its realism in terms of what had actually gone on. Once the older persons understood that so much of this happened at one time and created the so-called perfect storm in Wausau, once they were able to filter through a variety of those issues, they also saw the results that I saw. They also realized that so much of this had very little grounding in terms of its impact on his job performance. And that ultimately is what we always fell back on. What is he capable of doing? What has he proven that he can do? And is that what the city of Stevens Point needs right now? The answer, obviously, is yes.
I'd ask Mike this question, but he snuck out right after the vote, and I didn't get a chance to. Do we have a sense of why he applied? I mean, there is some questions here of he's retired, he left Wausau. Does he feel he can bring a lot? I mean, you talk about what he can do for the city from your perspective. Does Mike equal that? Does he say, this is what I can bring to the table?
Oh, absolutely. He was very clear in not only demonstrating his results, but demonstrating how the results happened, what his role was on the development team in Wausau. That's exactly the role and actually the same structure that we use, although I, as the mayor, am a little more directly involved in a lot of element here in the city as opposed to Mayor Tipple in Wausau, but that his structure is different than ours. I'm a little more engaged as myself, the city attorney, the community development director, and the comptroller-treasurer in terms of engaging in TIF agreements, finding the developers. Mike knows that exact structure. He was very clear in being able to demonstrate what he was capable of doing, but why did he come out of retirement? Because he can't take it anymore and he wants action. And when I see that enthusiasm and when I see that excitement about the development opportunities that we have as a city, and he recognized that from the outside years ago, in fact, in sharing it with Director Gardner on an issue a long time ago, that enthusiasm and that energy, not wanting to simply sit and be retired but be engaged in something that can be big again, that's exactly what sold me and obviously has sold the council as well.